Carol, we'll take your questions directly.
First of all, allow me please to say, Morgan, this is for you, and to say thanks the groundkeeper Toronto Vimo, because we keep for us a very good grass today.
Obviously you're happy with the result, but what about the overall performance? What did you make of Canada's overall performance over the 90 minutes?
Obviamente estás contento con el resultado, pero ¿qué decís sobre cómo jugaron?
It's the first time in my life as a professional that my team don't receive any shoot on target. It means our team has played a very good game. We have created a lot of cross from the last line, the line of goal. It is only our not understanding correctly how to arrive to shoot on target or to head that don't allow us to score maybe 8 goals. But team has played perfectly, controlling all the game during all the time. And create a lot of attacking move on the side. You can say the result a little short but good.
What is Julian's condition?
La condición de Julian.
It's a little problem, but at the first we consider it's not very, very dangerous. No.
Can you describe the injury? ¿Puedes describir la lesión?
¿Puedes describir cuál fue la lesión que tuvo?
Oh, yeah, I'm not a doctor. I can speak early in English to say that. In Spanish, maybe I can say.
Descríbeme, por favor.
No, yeah, no.
Rafa,
es un problema en el
gemelo. He thinks is the problem is in the calf.
Okay, Neil,
we'll
come back.
Benito, you may have answered this before, but just to make sure I understand, you were happy with the 3 goals, but you thought the finishing was poor, that you should have had more goals done.
3 goals is a good result, but not enough to relax for the next game. We consider we need to focus on the next game to work a lot, developing a good pressing, because there are 3 or 4 players in the opponent team with a good condition, skill condition and tribal condition. So we need to increase our level of marking correctly, better than the World Cup, because we need to score 1 or 2 goals more in the pitch, you know.
Coach, first down, you realized that it was more crosses in the 18 yards of the police, and you were more focusing on the heading than more passes, because we had the ball at the position within the Canadian half. But immediately we were attacking, we always have to balloon the ball. What was the tactic that you did in the first half?
¿Cuál fue la táctica que usaste en el primer tiempo? Porque él se daba cuenta de que nosotros buscábamos la palabra, así que tipo de táctica que usaste.
Porque es que nosotros buscamos la
palabra. Sí. O sea, ellos mandaban la pelota larga, pero nosotros también intentábamos buscar la espalda de ellos. Aplicar la táctica dentro del primer tiempo.
I respect your opinion, but I consider we didn't play sending the ball behind. If you want to say that we arrived to the line of the ball and cross the ball to the penalty point, it's another matter. Because it's true, but this is the most most dangerous and most important attacking move. But we touch combined attack permanently during all the game. And the other team, 50-50 sometimes, but they try touching the ball. So,
Coach, back to the tactical part of the game. Police is not a very strong team. Is there a reason why you weren't using the width of the field? Or is it the players weren't following their objective?
Excuse me, the no es un equipo muy fuerte.
Que no, que sí.
Que no, que no. Dice, ¿hay algún motivo por el cual no atacamos usando las bandas?
Excuse me, but your question put me a little confused. Because we play all the game by the wind. Creating creating a lot of crew from the wind.
El gol vino por un centro, pero él dice que según él nosotros no jugamos lo suficiente por afuera.
Maybe we can see another game.
Next question.
Did you find it hard to break Belize down, because they just seemed to drop back farther and farther as the game went on, until eventually they were just defending with 11 guys pretty much? Was it hard to find ways to score with that being the case?
¿Te parece que fue difícil tratar de romper la defensa de Belize, porque se defendían, se tiraron atrás y estaba complicado? ¿Te parece que hubo dificultad?
It is true that Belize took a good positioning, very good compact in front of the box, you know. But it was not the defense quality of Belize the problem or the matter. We don't score 8 goals if not our not acierto.
The capacity was not there. It was our own fault not scoring as many goals.
Because in only 2 minutes, for example, Issei has had the possibility to score 2 goals from the little box, and another player. No, I consider we should attack a lot, we create a lot of chance, but we need to score a goal.
Yeah.
Benito, if you get past Belize, you'll be in, as you know, a group with Mexico, Honduras, and probably El Salvador. I know you're not a mind reader, but what kind of message do you think your team's performance sent to those teams tonight?
You know, I don't like to eat the before capture, no? But condition. If we pass the eliminatory, I think our group is a very good group, because we can consider that Mexico is one step over the other, no. But the other three teams, we have the same possibilities. So these games for us are very important, the same as a World Cup. Because we can extract the mistakes and the real possibilities, no? And I consider it's very important for us to demonstrate against Belize. We are capable to fight a lot for qualification for the group to the second round.
I'll continue taking questions, but players will start coming out. So if you have to choose one or the other, I want to let you know that there'll be players coming out. So, but we're open for more questions. Any more? No?
Thanks, Peter.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't want to be accused of that. I didn't give you a chance to talk to everyone.